It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There are some signs of a post-Thanksgiving rise in COVID-19 case numbers in Colorado. CPR's Andrea Dukakis has more.
Experts had warned Coloradans that holiday travel and family gatherings could lead to big problems, and the latest data released Monday afternoon may be an indication of trouble. The number of positive tests out of the total number of tests taken rose after dropping for 4 days in a row. Hospitalizations also rose slightly. Thanksgiving week marked the deadliest week in Colorado of the pandemic so far, with nearly 250 fatalities. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
The latest numbers on coronavirus in Colorado are at CPR.org. Some high school sports are delayed by the pandemic. The Colorado High School Activities Association says it will postpone sports, including basketball, swimming, and wrestling, which were supposed to begin next month. A request to start in February needs approval from the state's COVID-19 response team. Businesses owned by women and minorities are underrepresented in Colorado state contracts, a new study finds. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
A study commissioned by the Colorado Department of Personnel and Administration found that women and minority business owners received 8% of funds from state contracts. That should be closer to 28%. The study analyzed more than $3 billion in contracts and subcontracts and recommended the state take steps to close the gap. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Environmental groups have filed a lawsuit accusing federal land management agencies of failing to protect the Gunnison sage grouse. The bird is found in parts of Colorado and Utah and is listed as threatened by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The lawsuit says livestock grazing has harmed the bird's habitats in Colorado's Gunnison Basin, where the largest surviving population has been in steep decline. This is CPR News.